Well, we do things a little bit different. That's okay. Hey, I'm Blake. This is your Tailgate Talk. So, a little while back, you know, was that time, my wife's favorite time of the year. It was time to decorate for Christmas. Now, if you'll notice, I said it was my wife's favorite time of the year. I'm not a Scrooge. You know, I'm not like a Grinch. I'm not an anti whatever. I just don't get all excited about decorating for Christmas. It's a lot of work, and it's only up for a little while, and then, you know, I enjoy the Christmas decorations once they're up. I do, but it's a lot of, I don't know, in my opinion, unnecessary. Anyway, that's just me. But we have an attic space in my shop that we built to store those things. And the way we get those Christmas decorations down may be a little bit different than the way a lot of people get their decorations down. And that is with the tractor. So my wife, I have what I think is really the difficult, hard blood, sweat, and tears part of the job. My wife gets up in the attic part and loads all of the tubs of decorations onto the front end loader of the tractor, onto a pallet. And I have the tedious job of sitting in the climate-controlled cab of the tractor and operating that loader very carefully so I don't damage the decorations.
For just taking down Christmas decoration stuff is exhausting. I mean, it's hard work.
And so me and Tuff sit in the cab and wait for that loader to get loaded, and then we haul the decorations over to the house. It's a very tedious job and very important job. You know, if you don't do that right, we could ruin Christmas for everybody, right? Okay, maybe I'm overstating it a little bit, but hey, it's pretty important. It kind of causes my mind to go in the direction of something Paul said in the book of Ephesians chapter 5. There you go. When he gave specific instructions, as he was talking about this idea of living by the Spirit and doing war by the Spirit and all this stuff, and he said, don't be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, which is kind of a waste of time, a waste of your energy, a waste of your resources, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, what in the world does that have to do with Christmas decorations? Well, I'll just tell you, there are other ways to get those decorations down out of the attic. I mean, we could carry those tubs down a ladder. We could do whatever. But it's so much more efficient to put them on that loader and haul them down. Listen, I'm just going to tell you, God has given us a beautiful gift by His good grace, and He is called the Holy Spirit. And He's told us, not only does He take up residence in our life at the moment of salvation, but He will fill us with His presence if we'll seek after Him and ask Him to empower us to do what He's called us to do as we follow Him. And so instead of working and trying our best in our own power to do what God's called us to do and coming up short all the time and walking in frustration and depression and all of those things because we never are able to do enough, we can be filled with the Spirit and shine the light of God's love to people because we're walking in His empowerment. That's beautiful. We can work smarter, not harder, as my papa would say, by being filled with the Spirit, letting God work through us, letting Him do the heavy lifting, because really and truly, we're not capable of doing what He's called us to do on our own. That's beautiful, y'all. That's beautiful. Can I encourage you today to remember that's the true message of Christmas anyway, that God came to do what we couldn't do on our own. We couldn't save ourselves from our sin, and we can't do all that God has called us to do as His people. We need His salvation through Jesus, and we need His empowering through His Holy Spirit. That's good news today, and He sent us everything we need through His Son and through His Spirit. Praise God for His faithfulness today. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. Hey, I look forward every week to spending time with you on this tailgate. Until next time, have a great week. I pray that God shows you many opportunities to serve Him and shine His light to others. Until then, I love you. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time on a tailgate.